Where you have, we've in order to do that, you've got to talk generally rather than specifically.
Just like you've got to talk generally about spending.
I don't think if we lose the vocational rehabilitation that we ought to say that we lost the war.
We lost
the battle.
Don't. But be very sure that you don't say that as a result of losing any dollars lost now.
Right. On the other hand, if we could pull an upset on one of those impossibles, we'd break it back.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
If you don't vocational rehab, you don't begin. If you think you can.
We'll know better tomorrow what kind of a vote we get. But I don't think we should assume we're going to lose any of them.
Good.
In the way we approach it on the first go round.
Jerry, would it help or hurt you to stand by the news plan if from here it was said that we identified 14 danger spots and outline and brief them and signal in advance that we're concerned about these 14 battles?
Does that release that?
Well, maybe we'll send the three counselors, the domestic counselors, out to brief or something of that kind. And let them talk about the problems that get into the nuts and bolts of each individual bill.
Well, I think it would be helpful with the White House press if we could get something from up here that gives us a little indication of support over on the floor.
The danger is that when we get down into individual bills, we weaken our position. From the standpoint of the overall,
it's better to keep it
better. There seems to us some advantage in beginning to signal now that these are danger spots, rather than waiting until after congressional action, when and then announce, we can take your guys off base, it looks like recent contrivance, really is a weaker position later than it would be now.
I'll bet during the voting on any one of these bills, I'll have 40 of our fellows come up to me and ask, what's going to happen? Is it going to be vetoed? If I can say
yes,
it helps me get votes right there because...
Well, Jerry and Hugh should have a list of vetoes.
Well, they have, I'm sure. But I was questioning whether from a news planning standpoint it would help or hurt for us to be saying something down here. Out ahead this far.
My immediate reaction is yes, John.
Would that be good in the discussion?
Well, in other words, it'd be good.
It'd be good. Jerry thinks from the standpoint of you, thinks from the standpoint of the public image. But don't just put it out there in terms of, I think if the counselors or whoever they are, if they could get their heads, you know, together and think in terms of these folks are talking about here. Right, we're doing this because we're already doing a hell of a lot. More than we ought to be doing, right?
I think it's important to have all three of them do it simultaneously, but as a group.
Because
then you're creating the image that all of them put together do this to the budget. If they get up and talk about one bill, then I think, you know, there's lots of merit to this.
How would you like it?
I would say just weeks
sometimes. Well, now they're going to see the president today. They're going to go out tomorrow and say, find me the president yesterday, and we discussed the 14 bills.
Right.
And we discussed all the other things we're doing.
Right.
And what's your new situation tomorrow? You have a veto here
tomorrow? No,
vetoes won't come up in the next week.
See, it's a problem.
Don't have them go out there because it's good to win. If there's a fairly open day from the standpoint of news, if you never know, somebody's going to get shot or kidnapped. Some horrible happens. But try.
Tomorrow.
Wednesday would appear to be a good day, all right? Get it working.
What we have this week, sir, is the Veterans Hospital, National Cemetery, Veterans Drug Program. And the only bill on the bill ready for action by Wednesday is our new federal highway bill.
If we spend 1 minute while we're on this, veterans thing now, you have nothing to talk about on this ship, John? Remember, I told you that we. hospital for others. These three bells people. They're and, much beyond Vietnam.
And they don't do anything against the Vietnam veterans, or even identify against the Vietnam veterans.
Does the Vietnam veteran have the same rights under the GI Bill of Rights as other veterans?
Reemployment, education, yes.
Oh, sure.
Yes, pretty well. Basically, an overall approach that we'd like to talk about on veterans and then some specifics. Basically, three things. One, that we've got to emphasize our compassion concern for the Vietnam veteran, focus on him. Secondly, talk about our positive record, and we've got a hell of a veterans record all the way across the board, education, home loans, medical care, and so on. Third, try and be sure that no veterans bill reaches the president's desk that he can't sign. Now, that's going to be tough, because these are going to have a head of steam behind them. But
no veterans bill
gets any of that.
No veterans bill that is related directly to Vietnam.
Well, I think you'll find
that all of them are related to Vietnam.
I think you'll find that they will try and PR it.
Okay.
In such a way that you see that it'll appear in it. Now, in point of fact, you take this one about the dependents. Veterans' dependents getting free care in the veterans' hospital. That's a national health insurance plan, is what that amounts to. But the fact is that some of those dependents are Vietnam veterans' dependents now. And so the argument that you're denying the wives and children of Vietnam veterans,
that's a little fight that goes
through. I don't think the basic veterans organizations or the ordinary veteran is for the dilution of the VA service by including wives, children, etc.
But you see how the argument could be turned out. So we've got a media plan that's
very close to the leaders on this, because that's one area on veterans that there's no way to beat the vote. It's like vocational rehabilitation in states, right?
If you have to veto a veterans bill, then it ought to be in a setting that's been preconditioned, where we got way out ahead of it with all kinds of information about your concern for the Vietnam veteran, the Republican Party's concern for the Vietnam veteran, your past achievements and accomplishments in that direction, and the legislation that we've gotten over the last couple of years is a real way. And I think we can do a lot in that direction. We've got some ideas
let's get it up. Get it up right away.
Right.
In fact, we ought to make a speech on that. And then get that to the speech to the House or something. Yes. Okay.
ought to be used.
Well, he's got a lot of ability, but he's his own worst enemy.
What is he now?
Well, they call him the Tennessee Talking Horse.
Start. what we were saying was that we've got to find a way to get that, so that we don't put it just, look, as I told her quite candidly, I said, as far as the members of the House of Senators are, you got an overwhelming majority. I said, there are no Russians in here, no communists. I mean, they're all going to vote for the future. But I said, she realized that CPU is going to hurt. Because, look, we've talked. But see, I have talked directly to them. And the thing is that the moment you hang, they're so sensitive about it anyway, the moment you hang the Israeli expedited permits on any kind of trade deal, believe me, the Russians, we'll still get along with it, but there will be never another Jew leave Russia.
Practically speaking, this morning's paper says they're down to 10%.
Only 10%.
Good article. It's spelled out.
Javits has got to see that he is really concerned about those 10%. And of course he is, because, you know,
led you to Jerry give the numbers. You know, we had this wild card business on the case, which I think is very good. Now, here's a chance for you to take and work out with the insurance person, your office general here. Why don't we extend that? We wouldn't have them sit at the table. We'd have them sit around so that you've got to say,
sometimes in a bipartisan, sometimes Those poor devils.